I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The five W's, the first one is wickedness or sin, which is not really, really bad sin like Hitler or Osama bin Laden, but that idea that we were created to be face-to-face with God, and wickedness is the idea that we mistrust Him, who He is, and we turn away, and we believe the lie of the enemy, and we become both self-sufficient and independent. And then that leads to us taking matters into our own hands, and with our vulnerabilities and weaknesses and limitations of being human, which I call our weaknesses, we then try to manage those on our own. Then there's woundedness, where the pains of this world and the trauma of this world and the minor disappointments as well as the profound wounds that we all bear, that causes pain in our heart, which most of the time in this world makes us suspicious of whether we can really trust God. I think it was Oswald Chambers who said that all sin is rooted in the suspicion that God is not really good. So when our hearts hurt, when we experience disappointment or betrayal or abandonment or rejection or just don't get what we need, usually somewhere early in our childhood, we begin to wonder whether God is really trustworthy and whether we can really trust Him with the deepest part of who we are. So wickedness, weakness, woundedness, and then warfare, which are the accusations of the enemy. And it's less about temptation, and it's more about deception. And that deception, again, is always about who God is and where life is found, that we can find life apart from God. And that goes right back to the Garden of Eden, of that old lie from the serpent. Warfare also has a particularly insidious aspect to it, and the battle with shame and the core lies that we believe. I don't know a man alive who somewhere deep inside of him doesn't wrestle with this idea of I'm not enough, or I'm not good enough, or I don't measure up. And then you add in a sexual struggle and the shame that comes with that. And most men that are really battling with pornography are battling against shame, which is a lie of the enemy that counters what God says about us, that we're actually the beloved, that we're forgiven, that we have a new heart, that we have a new power operating inside of us. The last W is wiring. And wiring is the fact that our neurology and our brain chemistry is broken and all of our physical reality is not the way it should be in light of the fall, but that internet pornography in particular really has the capacity to rewire our brain because it overstimulates our brain. And then, regardless of our good intentions or us, you know, quoting something like Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, therefore I won't look at porn, we go ahead and we do it anyway because our brain is addicted to its own brain chemistry. And all of those things, that brokenness and our misdirected desire really lead us then into these compulsive, sinful patterns where we truly need the deep restoration of Christ.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.